We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. And as we zero in on Christmas here, not necessarily going to be our conversation of the day, but this is the week before Christmas, just a few days before Christmas here. And as we look towards good gifts, of course, Norman Camera has tons of them. I've got Matt Comeda with me this morning from Norman Camera to talk about that. We're not necessarily going to talk about Christmas and Christmas gifts, but anything you have in the store certainly could be one.
It is a gift, yes.
That's right. So if you have any ideas, make sure you get Matt a call, Norman Camera in Kalamazoo. But we're going to talk about cold weather and inclement weather with a camera, which when we're looking at that, the two biggest killers for any camera is sand and water.
That's right.
In inclement weather, you can get sand and water depending on where you are, if you get sand blowing or get some rain. But the one thing that we know that that's a camera killer, but cold weather is not necessarily a camera killer if you use your camera right.
That's right.
So let's talk a little bit about cold weather and, let's just leave rain and a sandstorm out for the moment. Let's just talk about cold weather in your camera.
The biggest thing is battery life, because a lot of the lithium ion technology that most batteries or most cameras use tend not to like batteries as much, or the batteries don't like the cold weather.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they'll fail kind of randomly, or they'll drain much faster in the cold weather. So if you are going to be on a long shoot and you're going to be outside, I do recommend trying your best to keep your batteries warm. Usually keep them on an inside coat pocket, something like
that.
Hand warmers work really well if you're going to keep them in an outside pocket. Just buy one of those hand warmers for like $2 at the sporting goods store, and that'll help keep your batteries functional longer in the cold.
That's right, and it certainly will. Lithium batteries and the alkaline batteries handle themselves a little differently in the cold.
Right.
The alkaline batteries in the old days, which are still to me, that are what I typically want to use. I don't go for lithiums out there because the alkaline battery will show as it's dying, especially with most things that you have it in, and say, okay, it'll show you where your battery levels are.
Right.
Well, and you'll know kind of what you're getting. The lithium, they just keep showing full, then boom, they're gone and done. You really kind of never know where you are with your battery. But they both have their pros and cons. Lithiums are typically still more expensive. They typically last longer, but you need to know the differences between using lithium and alkaline.
Yeah. So when it comes to like double A's for like lights and flashes and things like that, most manufacturers actually still recommend alkalines because the lithiums will actually cause the flashes to overheat. But when it comes to like the camera technology, unless you're buying like one of the battery grips that allow you then to put double A's into a camera, all cameras use lithium battery technology. So you we get the question a lot. So we always get a lot, people tell me that they're going to go out and do a, cold weather shoot. I tell them, bring an extra battery or two.
bring a lot of extra batteries and keep them warm.
And keep them warm. So,
because what happens is if you do throw them in an outside pocket and you go out and snowmobile or play in the snow and ski, whatever, all day, you're like, oh, my battery just died. Next thing you know, you grab one out of your pocket, and well, guess what?
It did.
That one's dead too.
Yeah, or you get like 20 minutes when it should last you 3 hours.
But when you bring it back to the warmth, you'll get back some of that life. It's really kind of crazy how that happens.
Yep, that's right.
But one of them, we're talking still about cold weather, and a lot of people, you have to be very, very conscious when you go out and shoot in cold weather all day and you bring your camera into a warm place.
Right.
People just grab it and walk right in and say, oh, I just got to let it sit here for a while and let it warm up.
Yeah.
Yes, that will work, but you do take a big chance with getting a lot of inside condensation that could certainly take out your processors and any electronic part.
Yeah, so that's where desiccant packs to me come in handy. If you keep desiccant packs in your camera bag and then you put the camera in the bag, it'll help reduce the amount of moisture that's present in the bag. So as the camera warms, you're less likely to get that, or to have a slow warm up process rather than just go from, -5 to, 75 humid inside. That's a big shock. It's rare, but I have seen a few LCD screens crack just because of the rapid change in temperature, because obviously things shrink.
Wow. And I never thought about that.
Yeah. Then when the rapid expansion of the glass that happens, I mean, that's typically a lot on older cameras. Newer cameras, screens are much more resilient, so we don't see that problem as much.
Right.
But I have seen a few camera screens, get a hairline fracture in them just because of the rapid temperature change.
So. And in the days of when I used to do a lot of snowmobiling and shoot video out west, in Montana and up in the Canada and stuff. The guy I worked with, he had his own way, but I always he would bring stuff in and then put it under a hair dryer all night and let it dry.
Sure.
And well, I mean, things get pretty heated up, and you know,
because heat can be just as bad for a camera.
That's right.
Yeah, because if you actually look in the back of the manuals, they always have suggested operating temperatures that you want to try and keep your camera between.
Yeah, and you know, if you do that with a glass, that's a little bit different. But once you got those electronic components and you get those, But what I usually would do is, I mean, we wear big fleeces, big coats when we're out there. And obviously, if you're going to be out doing photography in the winter and in the snow, you're going to have a big coat on too. Mm-hmm. So what I typically do is I walk inside as they're coming in, take my coat off, and wrap my camera in it and roll it all up and just toss it in the corner and let it sit for a couple hours. Hours later, it's in perfect condition. It's warmed up slowly, and you're not running into any condensation problems.
Yep, exactly. Yep, that's another way to do it too. Because again, it just, you know, your coat's creating that insulation to keep the cold that's on the camera there longer, so it just says that slow, natural warm-up process.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. So anybody knows that when you go from cold to warm in the summer in your air conditioning of your car with your sunglasses, and you get out and it's 85-90 degrees, they fog right up. That happens inside of your camera.
Yeah.
And when you're running $2,000, $2,500 backs,
you don't want to mess with that.
You don't want to mess with that. Or, you know, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 video cameras, which photo cameras go up there too.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing you want is just to do something stupid and walk in with it and you know, get to have a condensation problem. Because what's going to happen is if you do that, a lot of people go out and they work for lunch, bring the camera in, and then go back outside and run into all sorts of issues.
Yeah, because especially even in the summer too. I mean, if you have an air conditioned home that you keep low and it's nice and dry and it's one of those 105 degree humid days, you'll get the exact opposite effect. So going back outside now. So again, it's one of those things that you want to have that slow warm up if you're going from an air conditioned to a humid outside too. Yep.
And really kind of the best thing to do if you're out there shooting for a day in the cold and you're going in for lunch, leave the camera, pack the camera up, put it in a bag, leave it out, take the batteries out of it. The batteries out of it and then leave it outside and let it stay outside while you're at lunch.
Honestly, taking batteries out of the camera when you're done shooting regardless is good practice.
It is good practice, and I wish I did that more.
Yeah.
All right, Matt, you got me on that one. And it is a good practice. But Matt, where does somebody find out more about Norman Camera and if they want to talk to you about cold weather and inclement weather?
You can come and visit us at one of our two locations. We have one in Grand Rapids on 28th Street and then in Kalamazoo on Southwest Nidge. Our website's normancamera.com, or give us a call, 1-800-900-6676.
Any tech subject is fair game with Norman Camera, and you may even be able to talk about something else.
Yeah.
Matt, thank you. We'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.